Welcome back to the Kasman Center, where the Oil Barons lose a heartbreaker in Game 1, 2-1 in double overtime. Joined now on the postgame show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, you knew this was going to be a very tight series, but did you expect it to be this tight and this close of a battle in Game 1, a lengthy one? And just what did you see on that overtime goal?
I saw that I expected it to be this close, yes, because you've got two fairly evenly matched teams. I saw a thing that we've stressed to our players all for 10 days was the fact that this is a team that likes to change direction. They like to get points, pucks back to the point, and they're going to risk stuff through. They're not looking necessarily to score, but, you know, they challenge you down low to beat your net front. That's exactly what happened on the goal. It came back to the point. They got a shot through, and whoever was in the corner, I don't know whether it was our defenseman or our centerman, their guy beat him, garbage goal. And those are the types of goals that, you know, are real difference makers come playoff time. I thought that, you know, we worried a lot about the first 10 minutes. I thought that we were real good. We outshot them, I think it was 12-4 at one point. And then after that, we just took our foot off the gas. We watched a lot rather than, making things happen. We were reactive rather than proactive tonight.
Defensively tonight, Tom, it looked like it was a real defensive duo on both sides. Barons showed a real high level of compete, particularly in the first 10 minutes. And then after that, it just seemed like we were almost a little bit surprised when we come up with the puck in the offensive zone, particularly out of the corners.
Well, especially, we won two faceoffs, once in the second period and once in the overtime. We win it clean on offensive zone, and they get a two-on-one out of it because our defenseman is perplexed what he's supposed to do with the puck. I mean, this is game, 61?
Yeah.
It's not acceptable. I thought that we had way too many passengers. I wasn't happy with our back end one single bit.
Sandro Sylvester makes some big saves in that overtime period, as does Eric Sudor. Do you feel moving forward maybe more presence in front of Sylvester? It will be key in this series because he seemed like he could stop anything that he could see.
Yeah, well, goalies are usually able to do that at this level. When you take perimeter shots and don't have anybody willing to get to those areas, it's an easy night. So you can inflate the score, the shot clock all you want, but we didn't have a ton of quality scoring chances. And they wore us down, and they continue just to throw things at the net, and they made our defensemen, you know, and our low support forward battle hard, and we didn't do, you know, the same. And, you know, we had so many boxes that we wanted to check off for this first game, and we can't really check off too many. So we prepped our guys that this was going to be a long series. It wasn't going to be easy. One of those things where, you know, Bonneville comes into this building and, you know, they're probably trying to get a split coming out of here. Now, when you get that first one, now all of a sudden, now your sights are a lot bigger. You know, and if they can come out with a good effort tomorrow, they're looking at sweeping us in our own building.
Coach, congratulations on taking first place in the North. Now, of course, we get the bye in the first round. Do you think that might have played into our performance here tonight? I thought the boys looked very well prepared in the first 10 minutes. However, you look at Bonneville, they're used to playing a grinding type game. They come in playoff form. Do you think that was played into it?
This was a game that I would have, you know, looked like, this, well, our guys would have played a game like this in September. And this is why they beat us at the start of the year, because they just worked harder than we did. When we had success later on in the year, it was because we were, you know, willing to pay the price. We were willing to bang bodies. I mean, we had no physical presence. We told them, you know, we wanted their defensemen to make sure that, you know, they knew they were going to get, you know, checks finished, on them every single time. And we didn't do that. I thought that we were way too easy, and we let them break out much too easily. And then, you know, we have to defend, and, it, you know, it's tough then to establish a gap from a defensive point of view. So, you know, listen, it's the first game. The beauty of playoffs is that you wipe this one clean. We get back at it tomorrow at 0-0, and you know, we have to try and find a way to get a W. But I think, to a man in our dressing room, they would all agree that, you know, we could be a lot better, and we'll need to be better if we plan on moving forward.
Curtis Roach, a warrior for your team once again tonight, takes a puck in the face, comes back, and he's a player that is obviously going to be a big part of this series. How important, or not, maybe not how important, but how nice was it to see Curtis come back after taking a tough play with the puck right in the mouth, it looked like?
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't expect any different thing. Competitors will do that. Competitors are guys that are willing to sell out and block shots. I thought that we did a good job on our PK today of the same thing. We blocked a lot of shots, which was good to see. But, you know, that's a characteristic that our players have demonstrated throughout the course of the year. It's not something that just showed up today. So, you know, we expect that from everybody, not just Curtis Roach.
Coach, Coach, we had talked a few times about how all roads out of the North Division are going to go through Bonnieville at some point in time in the playoffs this year. So it's really no surprise to see the Pontiacs, you know, being able to put together the type of five periods that they did here tonight. And, you know, for the Barons looking forward, how do we prepare for that type of a game? It was more of the same.
Well, one of the things we've talked about since Christmas is what's your willingness to skate, because that's one of our attributes, but what's your willingness to stay engaged in battles and, you know, second or third efforts. When we did that, I thought that we were successful in the offensive zone. I mean, you know, we had some couple chances. I mean, I'm sure that Brandon Ralph would like that one back there in the first overtime period, but you can't be selective when you're in the playoffs. It's an all or nothing thing. When you're selective, you can sit here at the end of the game and say, oh, you know what, we were close, but geez, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda, in the end doesn't get it done. So again, collectively as a 20-man unit, everybody needs to be a little bit better. And you know, if we get that type of effort, those are the types of games that are easier to digest, whether you win or whether you lose. Now you're going to sit there and say, you know, we could have done that and we should have done this. But listen, our job now as a coaching staff is to go through the video. We'll have a package ready tomorrow. We'll have a meeting. We'll go through some things. We'll make some minor adjustments, and hopefully we'll get a better result tomorrow. We've talked about this group throughout the course of the year, that just when you think that, you know, they're going to pack it in and give up, they always surprise you with a great effort, and I don't imagine we're going to get anything different tomorrow.
Tom, I won't take up too much of your time, so appreciate you coming up as always, and best of luck in Game 2 tomorrow.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.